if they break and crack, but there's no displacement, so one side of the broken rock doesn't move relative to the other side, we just call that a joint. And it's just a crack. That's all it is. Faults are where you have fractures that go through the rock, and the rock has moved. So one side has gone down or up, or they've slid past one another. Now, when we describe faults, they're sort of two families of faults. They're your strike-slip faults, where material is just moving side by side, sliding past one another. There's no vertical motion. The other family of faults are called our dip-slip faults, and these are where the fault plane is tilted, and one side is moving up or down relative to the other side. And of course, as with all things, you can have a mixture of dip-slip and strike-slip. Now, in dip-slip faults, there are two basic types of motion. There's what's called normal motion and reverse motion. And in order to think about these, since we don't have a piece of paper to scribble on, we want to define a couple things first. So, imagine that you are standing, you have your hands in front of you, palm to palm, face up as though we were saying a prayer, and you're going to tilt both hands to the left. So now we're a little off of vertical. If a little tiny creature could walk up your left hand, that's your fault plane between your two hands. If a little critter could walk up the surface of your left hand, that's called the foot wall because you can walk on it. Now, if your little critter felt like things were a little dark and gloomy between your hands, and they wanted to hang a little lantern on the palm of your right hand, which is now more or less on top of your left hand if we've tilted to the left, then that's called your hanging wall, because your little critter has hung their lantern there. These terms actually come from mining days, back when they used to excavate mines along fault planes. And the miners would walk along the footwall, and they would hang their lantern above them on the hanging wall. Okay, so we have our two hands together, tilted to the left, so the right hand is on top of the left hand. If you relax your arms and you allow the right hand to slide down, your hanging wall is moving downwards. If this is the motion that you see in a fault, this is called normal motion. And if you look at your hands, you've moved them apart from one another a little bit. So in a normal fault, you've extended space. You're opening things up. You're experiencing extension. Now, let's do the opposite, leaving your hands the way they are, but now push with the right hand so that it goes up and over your left hand. Now you've done the opposite motion. Your hanging wall has gone over your foot wall, and this is called a reverse fault because you've reversed the motion. And in this case, we're compressing, we're squishing things together, we're making things shorter. So